Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, it is a beautiful morning today. Very bright, very sunny, and it promises to be warm later on. So it is 17 at the moment. And what time is it? I'm recording this at 7 a.m. in the morning. It's 17, and the high is 26. And it's mixed. I think it's going to be mostly cloudy today. But that's okay, because the sun here is, well, here in Japan, I mean, is a bit too hot. And I get sunburned very, very quickly. And I'm trying to avoid the sun as much as possible. So clouds are good. Anyway, we just had an announcement in the flat we're staying building we're staying in, because all of the flats have these little like intercom devices on the walls, so that you can talk to someone who's at the door remotely, but also the management of the building, they can contact you and send you a message, and they can do it to every single person at the same time. So it's like this big announcement that goes all throughout the building. And that's fine, and that's quite normal. But the weird thing, well, for me, I thought it was weird. The weird thing was it happened at like 7 a.m. in the morning. Now, I wake up at 6 a.m., so that's no problem. But what happens if you wake up at 8 a.m. and you get like, it's loud. It's like when someone rings a doorbell and then someone's voice just starts talking automatically. So it's going to wake you up at 7 a.m. And I thought that was not weird, but like, I can't imagine it happening in England so much. People are very, protective of quiet, if that's a good way to say it or not, I don't know. Like, you will often get people complaining to like the local council, like local government, about people collecting their bins and making too much noise in the mornings. And the interesting thing is, all of the houses in England typically have very thick windows, and they're really good at blocking out sound, compared to where I am now, where we only have very thin windows. And if someone's walking outside the front of the flat and they're talking, you can hear it everywhere inside the flat. So yeah, it's very different here. Anyway, enough of the general chit-chat. What I wanted to talk to you about today was earthquakes again. I think I've done an episode about earthquakes very recently, but yeah, I have some more news for you, so here we go. So, I was having a meeting at work with a client, And then all of a sudden, this very loud, very serious sounding alarm started going off on my phone and my wife's phone and my watch as well. And I had no idea what it was, because I've never heard anything like this before. In England, well, first, let me explain what it was. It was like an alarm system. So for emergencies, and the government, I guess, can decide to send a message, like an alarm message, to everyone's phones all at the same time. And only recently, like very, very recently, have we had this system in England. So it's been tested for the first time, I don't know, maybe a few months ago it was. And obviously I missed it because I'm in Japan now. But yeah, typically we don't have this system, or we haven't had this system in England for a very, very long time. And so I've never heard it before, and it didn't really know what it was. And it was just very sudden, like in the middle of a meeting, and my phone's like going off at like ridiculous, you know, like the loudest volume it can be, I think. And it was very, very noisy. So this alarm's going off and making this horrible sound. And then whilst the alarm's going off, this lady was speaking and saying, earthquake alert, or something like that. So I was looking at my watch, and what was the exact message? I think I took a picture of it because I wanted to tell you what the exact message was. Oh, here it is. So it said, emergency alert, earthquake, early warning, strong shaking is expected soon. Stay calm and seek shelter nearby. Wow. So that's, you know, that's pretty serious sounding stuff, isn't it? So it's an emergency alert. And it's a strong shaking is expected soon. And stay calm and seek shelter nearby. Now, when you see emergency, strong shaking, and seek shelter, you know, like bad stuff's going to happen. You need to find somewhere to the shelter. That's scary. And it was right in the middle of a meeting. And I obviously the person who I was talking to could hear all this noise going on and probably hear the lady saying earthquake alert. And I said, he said, is everything okay? And I said, yeah. And at that point in time, there was nothing going on. And as I was talking, the room started shaking a bit. And it got a little bit stronger. And it was, I don't know, I would say it lasted for about, between 30 seconds and a minute. That's what it felt like. And I was standing up. I was just like feeling the walls and the whole building just like swaying. We're quite high up as well where we are. Like over the 10th floor. So, yeah, it was swaying a lot up here. And I was just thinking, is this it? You know, you never know if this is this as strong as it gets? Or is it going to get a bit stronger now? But yeah, that emergency alert thing really worried me. And in the end, it didn't turn out to be such a strong earthquake, especially not where we were located. The epicenter, the origin of the earthquake, happened quite far away from us, so it wasn't too strong where we were. And it wasn't too strong anyway. I mean, it was, it was a little strong for some people, but not too bad, thankfully. But that warning system, that was scary. And apparently, it can go off at any time, even right in the middle of the night, I can't imagine that going off right in the middle of the night, because I wake up with the tiniest sounds. And I can wake up and really like jump, you know, ooh, and sort of like just stand straight up in bed because I've heard this noise and I didn't recognize it. I can't imagine the effect that alarm, that like really horrible sounding alarm would, really serious sounding alarm would have on me at full volume on my phone. I think, I don't know, it might give me a heart attack or something. I'm not sure. But, Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. Because I reckon some date will happen whilst I'm living here. How many earthquakes have I experienced now? Probably about 4 or 5. But yeah, that one was the biggest one. So, and I'm not looking forward to more. Bit weird. Very strange that this system can go off. This alarm can go off just anywhere. Like in the middle of sleeping, in the middle of a meeting, in the middle of a wedding, in the middle of... I mean, what happens when it goes off in the middle of like a football match? And the entire like stadium is just flooded with the sound. I can't imagine it. It must be a very surreal, a very unreal experience. And another thing that worries me actually is the alarm going off when you're in a lift. And an earthquake happening when you're in the lift. I don't like the idea of that. Like being stuck in the lift and the lift is shaking and then it stops. Because the lifts have to stop when there's an earthquake going on. And I don't know how long does it take. How long does it take for them to start working again? How long do you have to be stuck in the lift for? I don't know. But I don't like the idea of that. I don't know why, but I always think when I'm traveling in the lifts, I always think about them breaking down and like what happens if it stops moving and how long will I be stuck in here and all those kinds of questions. I don't know why. But yeah, that's what I normally think when I'm in a lift. Anyway, it is, like I said, a lovely day today. I'm sitting next to a window and there is a lot of light coming in as I record this podcast. And like I said, I'm going to go to a park and I'm going to study Japanese. Spend the whole morning studying Japanese before my work starts, which I really enjoy doing. I love getting out somewhere and studying. Mind you, I quite enjoy studying indoors now as well. I've managed to get back into a bit of a routine now, and I'm doing a lot of reading. I think more reading than listening lately, which is good, because I noticed that my reading level is a bit low, and my listening level is stronger than my reading level. I need to balance them out a bit more because reading is very, very good for reinforcing words, like strengthening your memory of words. So I need to do that. Mind you, so is listening. But yeah, I don't know why. It's something different about reading and doing reading, listening, and learning new words all at the same time is like a really, really effective way of learning a language. So anyway, I'm going to do just that today. And if you're studying today, well, I suppose you are, you're listening to this podcast. If you're doing any more studying today, which you probably should be, to be honest, I hope your studying goes great. Until next time, bye-bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. basket.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.